Why, when you get present moment awareness, do you wander off? And it's again because you're not enjoying yourself. It's not fun being in the present moment, because some other moment appears better. The fantasy, the plan, the old memories. You think that's more enjoyable than the present moment. But if you're really enjoying this moment, having great fun, you don't wander off. Which is why when you get into the present moment, at first, be kind to it. There, present moment. No, I'm sorry I keep sort of, you know, avoiding you, but you're really nice. Look, this is an old trick. I smile at you, and you smile back, don't you? It's hard not to. So you smile at the present moment, and the present moment smiles back. It actually looks more beautiful. It's easier to watch. That's why in this moment, just see if you can smile at it, be kind to it. And then this present moment is wonderful to be with. You're developing the joy in this present moment. However, because, you know, you stay in the present moment so often, sometimes you get bored. You know, I've got to watch the breath again, watching the breath go in, watching the breath go out. How long do I have to do this? This sucks. So what you do, like I said earlier, put some fun into the meditation. Still, I mean, none of you have tried, you know, meditating backwards. You're always facing this direction. Come on, guys. You know, turn around, do it a different way. And has anyone done the kangaroo walking meditation yet? Has anyone done it? Come on, give it a try. So look, because, you know, I was doing a lot of breath meditation, and you know, sometimes you need to sort of be a bit inventive. So I developed another form of breath meditation called the backwards breath meditation. It makes it more interesting. I'll now demonstrate the backwards breath meditation for you, because I need your help here. So you don't need to change your posture. When I say go, I want you to close your eyes, breathe in and out three times. No, count the breaths, and at the end of the third breath, open your eyes. Is that clear? Don't change your posture as you are. Already? Go. Just breathe in and out three times as mindfully as you can. Then open your eyes. Very good. Now, I guarantee that when you were watching those three breaths, you started with the in-breath. In, out, in, out, in, out. Because that's our conditioning. Now I want you to do the same exercise. When I say go, just close your eyes and watch three breaths. But now start with the out-breath. Out first and then in. Out, in, out, in. And at the end of the third in-breath, open your eyes. Okay? Go. And you will notice that that was totally different. A totally different experience. It should be the same, but it is different. And that is what we call the backwards breath meditation. You breathe out first and then in. Out, in, out, in, out, in. And you'll find it's different. It's just playing around, but it makes it much more fun. So if you're getting very bored and you can't be mindful watching your breath, try reversing the order. Out first and then in. It actually is different and fun. And if that doesn't work, the other variation of the breath meditation of Anapanasati is the three in-breaths to the one out-breath. Give it a try, it actually works. You know, instead of being bored out of your skull, breathing in, breathing out, have fun with it. Or, you know, with the breathing, you can actually start to, you know, get a little mantra going with the breath. You know, like breathing, you know, breathing in peace. Breathing out pain. Because, you know, sometimes you hurt. Or, you know, breathing in, sort of, breathing in love. breathing out stress. Let all the stress go out. And breathing in love. And if you do that with the breath, it makes it interesting. And after a while, you know, actually you do feel like love or metta coming in and all the stress and all the negative going out. It makes it interesting. And you can actually just make your own little words up. You don't have to follow what I do. I think somebody was, that's right, there's one person, they had a great mantra. They said, breathing in peace, breathing out, letting go. Breathing in peace, breathing out, letting go. Had a wonderful time, because it makes it interesting. Therefore, you can stay in the present moment. You don't get bored, you don't wander off, you don't go to sleep. You're innovating and making this meditation sort of many, many different things you can do to give it that interest. And it all just moves to the same place in the end. So that's why I often give lots and lots of different techniques. So you can use this one and that one all over the place, backwards breath meditation, the kangaroo walking meditation, whatever, just to give yourself interest. And then it's very wonderful to stay in the present moment. Is there a way to integrate Reiki practice with meditation? Are these two separate practices?